This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour of Ben and Woods. Padres, very successful road trip. Going 4-2 through Los Angeles and Milwaukee. Two very talented teams, so we think we all would have signed up for that. But then you get greedy, and you want the sweep at the end, and you wish that they could have just played it a couple of runs and stolen that last game. Yeah, that's baseball, though. They had to feel pretty good. Coming back, the Padres open a three-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays tonight. And joining us right now on our manager's report, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. The skipper of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schilt, is back with us here on a Friday. Mike, good morning to you. Congratulations on the road trip.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, good road trip. Always wanted better, but pretty darn good.
Yeah, I think everyone was, you know, once you take a step back, right? Like Ben just said, everybody wanted to plate that run, especially with the way Michael King pitched. Skip, he was unbelievable that day, and you want to win that for him, and it's got to be tough. You know, we've never been in the locker room after a game like that, but he's got to feel pretty proud of the way he pitched.
Yeah, I mean, I won't speak for him, but yeah, he threw the ball very, very well. And, you know, I mean, had no hit stuff through seven and, you know, was able to hit his spots and had all the pitches working and control what he was doing, commanding the baseball. It was a well-pitched game. We'd obviously like to have scratched a couple for him.
You know, you as a manager, when you have a pitcher like Michael King, and every pitcher's different, right? Back in the St. Louis days, you probably had guys that said, no, if he gets there and it's the eighth, I'm letting him finish. But Michael King's a guy that, you know, you guys are expecting a lot more innings than he's used to throwing. You get a little nervous when he's throwing that well in seventh inning, and you're like, oh, boy, I'm going to have to make a decision here pretty soon.
Well, that's the job. And, you know, you just evaluate as it goes. He's had an extra day prior, going to actually day post. I've had a lot of those decisions, a lot of different guys with a lot of different places where they're at in their careers and relative to innings and experience. So, you know, you judge, you weigh it, and you recognize he's working pretty efficiently. And, you know, the eighth was starting to be a little bit of a push for him to go back out and then have a longer at bat. And then the terrain ball that, you know, came off the bat looked like an out, but just, you know, found a spot in foul territory based on positioning, which positioning was fine. Just, you know, it was like, okay. And then, you know, a couple of three, six pitch at bats, and he had done his job.
Yep, 100%.
Now, of course, you're going to need all of your starting pitchers to step up even a little bit more while Yu Darvish is on the injured list with the sore neck. Can you tell us anything about kind of the plan to cover here while Yu's going to be out the next couple of weeks?
Well, we have planned, clearly. It'll come out as we go. maybe it's not clear.
No, I mean, it's good to know that you've got
it's
one.
It's good to know you have
and
a
I understand
plan.
Why you won't necessarily specify it out for us, Mike. I do understand that, but I have to ask the question.
Absolutely. Good bolt, man. Good try. Yeah, we'll figure it out. I mean, you know, he's going to miss 2 to 3 starts, you know, and we'll just evaluate it, definitely two. And, you know, we're going to stay on rotation, that I can tell you. And then we'll declare a starter for tomorrow that we've got in mind.
Okay, that is interesting because you could have, with the day off yesterday, you could have moved a couple of guys up and pushed some guys back. But so you're going to stay on rotation. And I saw the Milwaukee Brewers, they like extra rest. They kept Freddie Peralta back a day, which we were all excited yep. about. And then their bullpen guys come in and throw really, really well. That's baseball. What is your thought on in terms of getting guys rest early in the season and, you know, just trying to, you know, cover all those innings and maximize the effectiveness of your pitchers throughout the year?
Yeah, done that historically. It's boded well. Going to continue to do it. You know, you mentioned Michael, you know, there's some comfort level in being able to, you know, even Dylan the day before and being able to, allow guys to go a little bit deeper in games. If of course, they're throwing well, B, they're not working too hard. And part of the calculus also is the extra rest, which both Dylan and Michael will have, you know, had the day prior and will have to start next day. So, you know, I think it's important to look at the big picture of this thing. Over still, you know, a longer season remaining, and recognize that we trust guys to come up and help us out, and then also, you know, be able to give those guys that extra day.
Talking to skipper Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods this morning, and you know, if you're not going to tell us your pitching plans, Skip, I'm reluctant to ask about a potential lineup switch. But people are talking about Xander Bogaerts. I know he's not off to the best start, and I know he's not happy about not being off to the best start in the leadoff spot. He's going to get probably the most ABs, he's going to get the most ABs of anybody in the lineup. Have you guys considered moving him down, taking pressure off him? Kind of, where do you guys stand on that?
There's a consideration for sure. Continue to look at it. You know, it's you know, as far as take the pressure off of them.
Still pressure, yeah. It could be bases loaded, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's always some pressure to the game, but, you know, it's also relative how people have handled it and their experiences. And you are talking about a guy that's been through and won two World Series. So, and he's had a 10-plus year proven career that, you know, we're comfortable and confident he's going to be the player that he's been. Even more recently, the guy started the season pretty well for us. He's also been a part of the lineup that's done some pretty good things. Do recognize that, you know, there's a period lately that he's not, you know, been his best self, and that's part of it. And now recognizing, you know, what we need to do for him and for us. And but, you know, regardless of what move we make relative where he hits in the lineup, when he walks up to the plate, I feel pretty darn good.
We had our Padres roundtable yesterday. Every Thursday, if you ever have a day off at home, you want to join us, you're always welcome.
I
want him to come in studio.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But last week we had the same conversation about Manny Machado, and we all said now we look silly because Manny looks absolutely fine. When you look at Xander, how as coaches do you evaluate and decide the normal ups and downs of baseballs and struggles versus, okay, yeah, we really actually do need to work on and change some things, like things are not going well. How do you make that determination between whether one is just the normal, you know, struggles that's hard to hit a baseball, and, yeah, this guy actually could use some changes in his swing or different, some sort of philosophy needs to be changed somewhere?
Well, a couple of things, in fact, there, and I like them all, because the first one about, and I'm glad you admitted it, you know, you go through and you have these conversations. Some weeks it's nobody, some weeks it's one or two players, because the game's hard, and rightfully you're going to talk about the club and its best self. And, you know, so last week you're getting fielded questions about Manny. You can feel the innuendo. What are we doing? Is it DeBray? Is he moving down? And it's like, and in my head, I'm going, that's Manny. He's fine. And you're starting to see some good swings, and next thing you know, he's, you know, driving balls all over the place, and usually you don't hear anything else after that.
That's exactly right.
You know, hey, yeah, well, last week the sky was falling on Manny, and it clearly wasn't, but I get that's part of the gig. Now, specific to the question, I think it's another good one, you know, what is the kind of the parameters that you look at in evaluating it? It's probably a bigger, fair, unfair. I think it's more than fair, actually, when you look at a player like a Bogey, who I've already alluded to, that's got a tremendous amount of history of production and hitting. And the thing about hitting is sometimes, again, you mentioned it, it's super hard, hardest thing to do in all the sports. I wouldn't even argue that, but that's another time for another day. But and then you go, okay, those guys, they can have something click, and it's like, boom, here they go, i.e. Manny last week. So you're right around the corner with experienced guys that have gone through similar things. Then the next layer to that is, okay, how's the player mentally alluded to? You mentioned the physical part, the combination. And there's a lot of variables. Not a lot. There's variables to it. There's conversation. There's a feel. And there's a belief system in it as well. So, you know, you evaluate all those things, and you you deal with what you think is the best for the club at the at not only the moment, but also more of a little bit of a longer term. Because, you know, if you're constantly knee-jerking every time somebody doesn't perform, again, I've said this, and I will always say it, you know, you never want to underreact and just let things go and kumbaya. But you also don't want to overreact, because I think that can be knee-jerk. And I can tell you from experience observing it, and even, you know, doing it early in my career, it doesn't work, you know, long-term when there's a constant, oh, he's not doing well, boom, he bounced, and nobody ever feels like they're comfortable or you have confidence in them.
No, it's good to hear that. It's good to hear that explanation. Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt, on Ben and Woods. And, you know, one of the guys, it's great that you guys were able to win a couple games without Jake Cronenworth. I know how valuable he's been this season offensively and defensively. You got to credit Matthew Batten for one of the nicest plays down the line I think I've seen in years. Getting his opportunity, yeah. Hits a triple. That was fantastic. But Jakey is a big, big part of this lineup. How is he feeling? Can we expect to see him mashing against the Blue Jays this weekend?
I would expect him to be back in the lineup, whether it's, I mean, he's going to come in today. He had a good day yesterday again. Yeah, Matty Batten filled in very admirably. He made a nice play, hit the triple. But Crony's, gosh, I mean, clearly stating the captain, obvious how valuable he's been, not only our lineup, but our club, our defense, the whole shooting match. How he runs the bases, just his presence and how he competes. But I expect to be back in at some point during this series, and, you know, we'll evaluate here in a couple hours, see how he's feeling relative to when that'll look like.
Mike Schilt is with us, and Mike, I know you're about winning, and I know your guys are about winning, and it's serious, it's baseball, and every game is important, but a baseball team is also a family that spends a lot of time together, and families celebrate milestones. I'm just curious, so I'm sure you know, today is Jackson Merrill's 21st birthday. He's already said it's just a day. He doesn't care.
That kid.
I don't buy it.
Will that be true for all of you, or do you? Is there anything special planned for Jackson tonight?
Do you need me to jump out of a cake in the clubhouse? Because I can do it for you if you need it.
Ooh,
pass. That's fine.
Yeah, we may pick you up on that. I want to see what that looks like.
No, you don't.
But maybe I don't. Yeah, I don't know. We're going to celebrate it. You know, we're going to acknowledge it. You know, I'm sure there'll be something that, I'm not sure, but, you know, it's likely something that there'll be a cake and guys will, you know, celebrate and there'll be some good natured fun with it. To what degree some of the guys take it to, it remains to be seen, but, you know, we'll celebrate with him at some point today.
21. That's incredible.
It's crazy.
He's already up. He's 20. He's turning 21. He's already a big leaguer and playing center field and really well out there too. It's amazing.
Playing great.
He really is. Yeah, remember to be 21.
Oh, man, I was a different person at 21 than Jackson Merrill is, certainly. That's it for...
I got one more. Yeah, and thanks to the beef in the chat for reminding me. We wanted to ask you about Donovan Solano signing about a week ago. We saw a couple of videos of him in Arizona. Not someone who was on our radar at all, but has a good track record. They call him Donnie Barrels because he hits the ball. Are we expecting to see him, and is he kind of in your plans going forward, potentially as a DH at some point, or you can move him around a little bit from what we understand?
Yeah, I mean, I know time will tell on that one. Some of that's a little bit, you know, the timing of that's, you know, more of a front office question, but I go back to Donovan Solano. He talked about youth in the game. So I was with Donovan when he was 16 years old. In the New York Penn League for the New Jersey Cardinals.
This was like 20 years ago? Wow.
This is 20 years ago. And so I've had a long, you know, relationship with Donovan. You know, he can always hit, you know, he could always hit and, you know, find the barrel, as you said, and had just a real professional approach. And so, you know, relative to the timing, I'm not sure. The you know, DH will be on the table, you know, at some point, perhaps for him and maybe some other spots. But real pro and just, you know, takes a quality at bat for sure.
All right. Good luck against the Toronto Blue Jays this weekend, then right back out on the road. But that is the life. We'll talk to you again next Friday. Thank you so much, Skip.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
Appreciate it.
There is manager of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schilt. Our manager's report brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better. Thank you to the B for reminding me to ask about Donovan Solano. Kind of got the answer we expected. I didn't realize his history with Donovan Solano went so far back, 20 years when Mike was still first coming up in the coaching in the deep minor leagues. And Donovan was a 16-year-old, what, international signing out of Colombia? Is that where he's from?
I don't ask.
Is he either Colombia or Venezuela? I think Colombia. And has made his way and had a pretty decent, if under the radar, big league career for Donovan Solano, and could be, as he said, an option at designated hitter once Manny is back on the field. But timing, he said, is more of a front office question. Well, which I knew.
We have a fake AJ Preller in the chat. He says he gives consent to bring him up. So Mike Schilt, if he needs him, he can bring him up according to fake AJ Preller.
What if it was the real AJ Preller, thinking no one's going to believe it's me, so I can say whatever I want.
That's true.
The chat.
That's exactly right.
We're also skeptical nowadays.
Yeah, I liked what he said, you know, and I do, I think refreshing to hear, you know, I mean, he knows that Xander's getting the most ABs at night and not swinging the bat well. And they've considered, you know, moving the lineup around a little bit. And, you know, hopefully that works. Hopefully that sparks. Yeah. Taking pressure off somebody by moving them into the five hole, it's a different AB, certainly, but you could come up and leave, if you're not swinging it well, you come up and leave 12 guys on, you know, feasibly in a night. That's not good.
Yeah, we can react to that when we come back. We get a couple more segments before Annie and Elston talk about what we just heard from Mike Schilt after a check of traffic. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Our thanks again to Padres manager Mike Schilt. I hope the Tier 1s are enjoying the regularity of those conversations as much as I know I am.
It's everything. It's everything. Period, the end. You know, it really is. And having a manager on every 6 weeks and be like, well, what happened in that game? And what happened in that game? And why did you do this? This is week to week, you know, and that's, it's everything. And it just makes it so much more enjoyable, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. Though, and I do see a lot of people in the chat saying that was great. You know, he seems, you know, seems great. And he's a very thoughtful baseball man. Somebody said in the chat, and I'd love to sit on a porch and drink beer with him and talk about baseball. I go, yeah, that's the dream. And he loves
talking. Or to P.F. Chang's.
Or P.F. Chang's.
Or Tito.
He's a baseball rat, man. The guy loves talking ball. And I like how candid, you know, he is. Now, look, he's not going to be able to tell you things. Like somebody said, you mean Preller, you know, when he said about Solano, you know, and they're like, a non-answer. And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, that's not uncommon that the manager doesn't typically do call-ups and send-downs. That's usually the general manager.
True.
So
now, I'm sure they talk about it.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, what possible usage they're going to have
how
for a guy.
But
you never want to specifically, oh, yeah, he's coming up on Monday. Like, that's the plan. Because things change. And then when it doesn't happen, then you sound like you lied or something.
Right.
And you don't ever want to set yourself up for those circumstances. But you don't have to. It's an unforced error.
No, he's great.
Basically to give away information that you don't have. And same when I asked about you, Darvish, and, you know, filling in. You don't need to tell the Toronto Blue Jays exactly what your plan is. He actually gave a lot saying we're going to stay on rotation, which means after tonight's game when Matt Waldron pitches, tomorrow's game is going to require some sort of plan, whether they call up a pitcher from the minor leagues to start or they set up a bullpen game, whether it's a Brito, Morejon, and get as many innings as you can out of your bullpen. But they're not going to move up Joe Musgrove to Saturday and then Dylan Cease to Sunday and Michael King to Monday. They want to make sure those guys have that extra day from the day off. So they have 5 days in between starts instead of four. They want that extra rest. That's valuable, just like it was for Pat Murphy and the Brewers when they wanted to make sure Freddy Peralta got some extra rest. So they're not going to do that. It's not like a must-win game where they feel like they need their best starter on Saturday. They'll figure something out tomorrow.
It'll be fun to see.
And for possibly another start or two after that until Yu Darvish is back.
It'll be fun to see. And they may do three separate things in all
that's
three
true
of those
too.
Starts. Yeah, they could go bullpen day Saturday.
Call someone up in Coors Field.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, the thing is it all, baseball always looks so easy on the surface to say, well, it's simple. You call up whoever's throwing the best and at AAA and he gets that spot start. What if he goes a third of an inning, gives up six runs? It's a bullpen day. then you're in a bullpen day. So the decisions you make affect everything else, because I know that he won't tell you that he is, but he's absolutely thinking in the back of his mind, I got four games coming up in Colorado, too. I've got to be very careful about what I do.
He has to.
And that you have to. You've got a game plan for, you know, not only a week down the road, a month down the road. You know, and it's hard to do. And they say one inning at a time, one AB at a time. And that's fine for the players, manager, the GM. They got to be thinking. He always talks about long term. Well, we got to be thinking long term. You know, we're only 21 games into this thing. There's 140 games to go. So it is going to be interesting to see how they deploy what they have and how they. And that's what Tony Gwynn Jr. said yesterday. This is what good teams do. They figure out a way to make it work. And even if you call up a, let's say you call up a guy, Ben, from AAA, and he doesn't really have the best stuff, but he gives you six innings, five innings, that's good. That's a win in the organization's eyes.
And look at what the Rangers did yesterday. They called up a prospect to make a start. Wasn't particularly good.
Gave him three innings.
But you know, they won the game anyway.
They did win the game.
They figured out a way to win the game. It was with the offense. And sometimes your offense is going to need to step up on days when you're not at full strength in your pitching rotation. There are multiple ways to win a baseball game, and you're going to have to win them all sorts of ways. With dominant pitching performances, just by out-slugging another team 12-11. You'll have those games throughout the course of the season. You just have to find out ways to win them. I also, for the record, I do agree with him for the most part when it comes to Xander Bogaerts. And because he has established such a track record, not for a few months or a season or two, but over the course of many years of being a very good offensive player, you just have to ride it out. Now, it doesn't mean he has to bat leadoff, but you do have to just continue to play him until he figures out whatever's not going well, until he gets that moment that he gets locked in like Manny did, looks like about a week ago. And there's not
him too.
Yeah, there's not much else you can do when it comes to Xander Bogaerts. He's not going to get locked in by sitting on the bench for 3 days.
No, it's not. He's not a high school kid.
No.
That got caught drinking.
No.
You know, like it's you're going to ride the bench and watch your teammates play, and you're going to sit here and wear it. You know,
you don't punish.
They don't punish a guy for having
a lack of production. He's punishing himself enough, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
In his own mind.
Yeah, but he, you know, again, I would.
I thought you phrased it well, though. The leadoff guy gets the most at-bats.
Yep.
Do you want Xander getting the most at-bats of anyone right now?
And that's what it boils down to.
Even Michelle goes about it. Obviously, you can't ignore that aspect of it. Now, you can't stop him from coming up in clutch situations. You don't know where they're going to come up. The game, the most important at batter of the game could be the 8-hitter or the 6-hitter or the 9-hitter on any given day. But you do know that the number 1 hitter is going to get more at bats than anyone else. And do you want Xander Bogaerts getting more at bats than anyone else on your team right now when there are 8 other guys right now who are hotter than him in the lineup? And I would argue that the answer to that is a clear no.
I agree. I agree 100%. And I'd be surprised. You know, I'd be surprised if he was still leading off tonight. So,
now,
but strange
you drop
happened.
Him down to 7, and he has 3 good days. I have no problem moving him right back up once he gets going.
Yeah,
just for now, I'd move him down at least 5-6 deeper into the order than where he is.
Encouraging news about Jake Cronenworth.
Yeah, very. And if you read between the lines a little bit, he did talk about what's best for him, what's best for the team, right? And he did, and it sounds like that's something that they may have potentially addressed with this team after last season.
I think they definitely
addressed. I think they addressed it as well. And I think that was addressed by not only management, but I think it was addressed by maybe some of the leaders in the room, too, of saying, hey, man, your numbers are your numbers. You're going to get them. You're good. Everyone's good baseball players. We have to do what's right for the San Diego Padres I do believe that.
From our conversations with Manny in spring training, whether it was Manny just deciding on his own or whether Mike Schilt or someone kind of got in his ear a little bit, Manny clearly came at this season with a different perspective.
Correct.
In terms of just production and attitude. And he does get his numbers, but it's a different, and he sets the tone, and it's a different vibe this year No doubt about it. All right, we've got some tickets to give away. Another four-pack for the San Diego Mojo. They're San Diego's new pro volleyball team. If you want to check them out at Viejas Arena on April 23rd, they'll be taking on the Omaha Supernovas. And we're giving away a four-pack of tickets right now to the third caller at 833-288-0973. Third caller, 833-288-0973. Mojo. Supernovas tickets, Viejas Arena. You can get your own tickets to check them out at provolleyball.com. Very simple website URL for you. All right, final segment of Men and Woods of the Week. Paulie has put together the extended mix of things Ben likes. So we'll get the whole package to wrap up our week before Annie and Elston coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. What's everybody got this weekend? Well, we'll talk about that here coming up.
The answer is what don't.
Yeah, it is a busy weekend for all of us. Mm-hmm. We will lay that out and get you to things Ben likes. And Annie and Elston coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. And, of course, Padres baseball. Tonight, Eco Water SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt at 5:40. Padres and Toronto Blue Jays at 6:40 tonight. We'll talk about all of it after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. You know what I'm doing this afternoon?
Golfing.
Yes, but it's business golf.
Oh, boy.
I've never really done business golf. I know a lot of people do.
Here's
like
the thing.
Here we go.
Business golf. Like, try to get some stuff done while you're on the golf course. I've always just played golf to play golf.
You are...
It's fun for me.
I don't want to tell you what you can and can't do. Put limitations on you. You're incapable of playing business golf.
I think
I'm
probably
very
is
good
true.
At it. Yeah. Paulie's very good at it.
You can schmooze and Paulie discuss, and I get locked into the golf. Like, I'll forget doing any of the business whatsoever.
Paulie and I have planned entire weeks on the golf course of content ideas. And then we like, Ben, what do you think about this idea? It's like, I had a 7-iron there. Yeah. I probably should have switched balls there because this was a low spin ball and I needed a high spin ball. And my putting was just a little bit off. And I'm like, Why did I ask?
Fair.
So you are actually
maybe going, you should be playing golf instead of me.
I probably should have.
Just we're going to be discussing the Ben and Woods Open, which we're still working on and hopefully having the announcement soon. But
it's incredible
playing
to
a little business golf this afternoon.
Business.
I
would do anything to just have a camera on you the whole time to see how much business. I feel like after you putt out on 18, you're going to be like, I forgot to ask you about
the whole business part of the whole golf thing.
The business thing.
No, that's fair. That's actually fair.
I got a Seals game tonight.
All right.
At Pechanga Arena, San Diego.
With the coach who hates you.
The coach who hates me. If you missed that story earlier, we told it, but there was a game. He was coaching for another team, and the replay thing was screwed up all night. The shot clock was off, and he was furious. And he wrote on a whiteboard, cheater, and held it up and stared at me like a serial killer. We have a picture of it, and I tweeted it this morning. I don't have any control over clocks or replays or anything.
I believe you. I don't think you're a cheater. If you did have control over the replay, though,
I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Could you?
Because I didn't want to get caught.
Like you knew the Seals scored a goal. You knew it was going to be overturned, so you just like pulled the plug on the replay machine, and they weren't able to overturn the call at the last second.
The funny thing about the NLL is they can't move on with the game until they see two replays. You can't move on with the game. So if the replay thing's broken and it was that night, you have to sit there and rot until they figure it out.
We're in our second hour of a replay delay tonight.
I'm in the booth, and you know me. What do I have to do every 20 minutes? Pee-pee. I just want to get out. I would never delay the game 1 second longer than it had to be because every time you see me at the Seals game, there was a point where I would like I have to like hold with my hand like my kids do. I'm holding it, going, "Please end this game. I'm begging. There's nowhere to go. I'm in the penalty box." So the Vancouver Warriors coming tonight. He's now their head coach. Should be a good game. I mean, we're not playing for a whole hell of a lot, other than like the integrity of the league, right? You still have to. She'll have to run your best.
Yeah, for all the other teams.
All the other teams.
You have to give your best effort.
That's exactly right. And, but I'm going to be, I'm going to be me, banging on the glass, having fun. You can get your tickets at sealslax.com if you've never been to a game. It's so much fun. And then tomorrow night, I'm emceeing a little charity work on the side, Ben, at Alesmith, our beloved Alesmith, for the Anvil of Hope 80s party. And it's we're raising money. It's anvilofhope.org. Tickets are still available. 6 to 10 p.m., 21 and over. Food, raffle, live music. I am dressing up. It's an
80s. Like in a tuxedo?
Nope.
Dressing up?
No, it's, bless you, Paulie. It's an 80s party. So I'm dressing up as like.
Can't wait.
As like. As like one of the Beastie Boys. So I have like a Run DMC shirt. I've got a chain. I've got a bucket hat.
What's a Run DMC shirt?
A shirt from the band Run DMC.
Just like a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not they didn't wear like specific shirts
like, that like
they
pirate
wore.
Shirts or something?
Yeah,
no.
I wasn't sure if there was like a
the
style
puffy
of shirt.
Shirt?
Yeah.
No.
I was missing. It's like a tracksuit shirt or something. Or what
so,
are we going here?
I'm doing that.
Do you need pictures of that, please?
Okay. I'll send you guys pictures. I have no problem embarrassing myself, as you know. But I'm excited about that. You know, try to raise some money and do some good things.
I think Shelly and I are going to go to the game tomorrow night just for fun. Game two of the series. And then, Paul, you got anything before Sunday? We're all going to be at the game on Sunday.
Be at the game on Sunday?
Yeah. Don't have a whole lot of plans, actually, this weekend.
Not going to any games early Sunday?
Sunday. Yeah. Sunday's a long day.
It's going to be a long day. We have a Tier 1 game.
Tier 1 baseball in the morning.
If you'd like to come to that.
Padres baseball in the afternoon, and then I get to play on a radio show at night.
If you're just a huge Woods fan, I'll see you at the game tonight, and then I'll see you at the Anvil of Hope tomorrow, and then at the Tier 1 baseball game on Sunday at Vista Sports Complex
and
at 9 a.m.
And by that point, you'll have the restraining order.
Correct. My wife, who loves me, she is coming to this. I was going to say, she's not coming to any of those. She is coming to the Seals game with the kids tonight, so which will be fun. And but no, it's a busy weekend. So, and then you're out a couple days next week.
I have to actually start my vacation prep this weekend because I work Monday all day, Monday and Tuesday, and then I'm leaving right after the, not even after the show, during the show on Wednesday. So I really have to kind of have my clothes cleaned and packed for the most part by the time the weekend's over because I don't have much of a time to do it. So I'll have to do some vacation prep this weekend as well.
And like you mean the washing your clothes?
Yeah, just having the right, I want to have the right clothes like ready for golf and everything.
I have never packed a suitcase more than 12 hours ahead of my
really?
Trip. Never.
Never a couple days before? You just want to make sure?
Night before.
Because you don't want to.
Day before.
But you don't want to then, you wear something, you realize, oh, I shouldn't have worn that. I wanted to take that on the trip.
That I'll plan in my head.
Okay,
but
you
I
can do that in your head.
Yeah,
because I'll just pull out the things. Okay, don't wear these because I need to take these. And I don't want them to be dirty. I don't want to have to do laundry again at the last minute.
Yeah.
So I pull out the.
Which I get.
Important stuff.
So you're going on a golf trip. All you're going to have to do is just put
golf
some collared shirts and can't wear shorts. I bet where you're playing.
I think we can. It's desert.
It's Vegas.
Hot.
Yeah.
I think they are okay with shorts. Although I don't think it's going to be hotter than like 85, which
That's
is
great.
Not bad at all.
And so you leave on
not bad.
Thursday. You leave on Wednesday. You're leaving like an hour early.
No, 9 a.m. on Wednesday.
So you might as well just not come in on Wednesday.
No, we're doing mock the draft on Wednesday.
We are, but when you go on vacation, it's not only are you missing the days that you're actually off, it's the day before.
Right.
The day of.
Which is fine. If you don't want me to come in on Wednesday, then I'll just be bad on Tuesday.
But so then don't come in on Tuesday.
Then I'll just be bad on Monday.
So just, we'll see you next week.
I guess
we'll
I'm
see
already
you
on
weeks.
Vacation.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll just see you in 2 weeks. We were driving home. Ben had to drive me home yesterday. He goes, just like this, out of nowhere. 8 more works until vacation. And I went, oh, we're dead. We're absolutely dead next week. Ben is going to be checked out most of next week. So it's going to be a long weekend followed by a very, very long week.
True. True.
Very excited.
Maybe I should have checked out already, just right now.
Yep.
I could be completely checked out. And this last segment could just be a disaster like it always
is. It always is.
We could have to apologize for this segment right now.
At 9:48.
4-ish. I forgot about it.
I forgot it too.
I even texted him. I said, Pete Fairbanks. We need Pete Fairbanks
here. Yeah, we did. 9:44.
In our
Damn
last
it.
Segment. We
forgot. Gotta,
we need to set our alarms or something just to make sure we get our Pete Fairbanks fix now every day at 9:44.
Calvin said it's par for the course. I get it. It totally is. I'm exhausted. I want to be here for you for 4. I'll give you 3:30. Okay, I'll give you 3:30 is my best effort on a Friday. That's all I got for you, Ben.
I thought you were queuing up for things Ben likes.
No, I wanted the Pete Fairbanks.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I want to check my phone because I'm locked into the show.
Yeah, guys, locked
right
into
now.
The show.
No,
play it one more time. Find it and play it because it was the highlight. We need to make this a habit.
At 9:44.
At 9:44 every day. I don't want to be forgetting this. I want this to be a regular thing at 9:44 every
so
day.
So badly.
Yeah.
We're so bad at this,
I
too,
know.
But I really want it to be our regular 9:40. No matter what we're doing. You stop down.
Right there.
And boom, play Pete Fairbanks.
Not going to let it beat me up for, maybe give it till 10. It's 9:44 right now. I'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, get back on the bump and figure it out.
So good, dude. I love it. I love it so much. 16 more minutes of salt.
There we go. Long version.
Long version.
I like good cherries.
I like a good marching band. I like a good thin pancake.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
I like a barbecue chicken pizza. I really like those seats. I like a midnight buffet. I kind of like the smell of soft scrub. I like more of a small derriere. I like cake.
I like Ed Sheeran.
I like both a hamburger and a cheeseburger. I like clocks. I like how I've kind of set up my life. I like grasshopper pie.
Oh, no, I like it creamy. I like good, firm banana.
I like just looking out at the sea. I like eating.
I like moist.
I like curry.
I like big butts.
I like fried Brussels sprouts. I like more of a firm filling. I like corn.
I like Nordstrom.
I do like musicals.
I like pepperoni.
I like nice hotels.
I like Nick getting a start today. I like nuts. I like Steph Curry.
I like that song.
I like Squirt.
I like sake. I like San Diego State.
I like Straight Up, Paula Abdul.
I like the beef and broccoli. I like to mix it up. I like science experiments.
I like that song.
I like the crispiness of the waffle. I really like cheese. I like the little lunch meat. I like very straight lines. I like cannelloni. I like a well-crafted headline. I like brown sugar. I like maps. I'll say I like Justin Turner.
I like going to golf games.
I like diving into chores.
I like sugar.
I do like Butterfinger.
I like blue and silver are not bad colors.
I like the time change.
I like Major League Baseball's new rule.
I like the radio.
I like geography.
I like the knuckle method.
I like Skippy.
And I like pie.
I like Bob Melvin. I really do.
I like Jace Tingler, too.
I like this day.
I like being right.
I still do like movie scores.
I like good food.
I like maps. Right.
I like when interviews can turn into organic conversation.
I do like a Stouffer's French bread pizza.
I like having the wind go through my hair.
I think I like shows that the characters have an arc.
I like the full lettuce, tomato, onion experience as well.
I like those kind of burgers.
I like the big overflowing bag of fries.
I like those little Smarties rolls.
I liked what I saw from Seth Lugo. I liked his competitive fire.
I like walking around between the different lands.
Steve Kerr, though, I like that.
I like living on the coast.
I like watching Tiger still.
I like the idea of that matchup.
I liked what I saw in the preseason.
I like the aloneness sometimes of Texas Hold'em.
I like watching San Diego State basketball.
I like those cashew buttered cashews.
I like cold, clear sake.
I like a lot of things.
I like Chick-fil-A sauce.
I just like rankings.
I like Steve Winwood.
I like pie gal poker.
I like to be informed on subjects.
I like Chicago.
I like Tom Petty.
I like the idea of another left-handed bat in the lineup for sure.
I do like a good Matt Damon film.
I like being on the same page.
I like broccoli. I like Brussels sprouts. I like a lot of things.
I like this shirt.
I like Wipeout.
I liked my omelet. Oh my
I like God. San Diego State at home.
I like when a baseball player can be more than just a baseball player.
I like vanilla.
I like the atmosphere.
I like the felt on a poker table. Just kind of how it feels under your fingers when you're there.
I like rhubarb pie.
I like the window seat.
Changing subject. I like that.
I like just the standard yellow peep.
I like how San Diego State's playing right now.
I like finer things.
I like calling a game.
I like fiction more than nonfiction.
Just like the cream.
I actually like playing ball with other people.
I've liked everything I've seen so far from Mike Schill.
I like Mexican food.
I like just the solar system.
I do like steak.
I like specifics.
I like going to Seven Mile Casino during the day.
I like that people are there having a good time. I like my new eating schedule. I liked what I was eating.
Yeah, I like the variety of the menu at Sammy's.
I do like a good midnight buffet.
Holy cow. Let me just say, if you didn't hear your name mentioned at this point, you probably should start to worry.
Seriously. Holy cow.
Wow.
What felt longer, that or Bob Dylan's 14-minute opus?
This is much more enjoyable.
Yeah, I enjoyed that very much.
I did not. I was sweating profusely the entire 17 minutes.
Ben is out Thursday and Friday. I'm ready for the next Bob Dylan bit.
Okay. Have fun with that.
I'm going to. Something. I'll cook something up. It'll be different.
Oh, man.
That was long and awesome. thank you, Ben, for liking so many things.
All right. Everybody have a really good weekend. I hope you like your weekend out there.
I hope to.
Annie and Elston are coming up next for our executive producer and imaging director, Paul Reindl. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Friday all weekend long. We'll talk to you again Monday morning at 6 a.m. right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody. What's everybody got this weekend?
Well, we'll talk about that here coming up.
The answer is what don't.
Yeah, it is a busy weekend for all of us. Mm-hmm. We will lay that out and get you to things Ben likes. And Annie and Elston coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Of course, Padres baseball. Tonight, Eco Water SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt at 5:40. Padres and Toronto Blue Jays at 6:40 tonight. We'll talk about all of it after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. You know what I'm doing this afternoon?
Golfing.
Yes, but it's business golf.
Oh, boy.
I've never really done business golf. I know a lot of people do.
Here's
like
the thing.
Here we go.
Business golf. Like, try to get some stuff done while you're on the golf course. I've always just played golf to play golf.
You are...
It's fun for me.
I don't want to tell you what you can and can't do. Put limitations on you. You're incapable of playing business golf.
I think I'm that probably
very
is
good
true.
At it. Yeah. I'm very, Paulie's very
you
good
at it. You can schmooze and Paulie discuss, and I get locked into the golf. I'll forget doing any of the business whatsoever.
Paulie and I have planned entire weeks on the golf course of content ideas. And then we like, Ben, what do you think about this idea? It's like, I actually had a 7-iron there. Yeah. I probably should have switched balls there because this was a low spin ball and I needed a high spin ball. And my putting was just a little bit off. And I'm like, Why did I ask?
Fair.
So you are actually...
Maybe you should be playing golf today instead of me.
I probably should
have. Just we're going to be discussing the Ben and Woods Open, which we're still working on and hopefully have the announcement soon. But
it's incredible
playing
to
a little business golf this afternoon.
I would do anything to just have a camera on you the whole time to see how much business. I feel like after you putt out on 18, you're going to be like, I forgot to ask you about
the whole business part of the whole golf thing.
The business thing.
No, that's fair. That's actually fair.
I got a Seals game tonight.
All right.
At Pechanga Arena, San Diego.
With the coach who hates you.
The coach who hates me. If you missed that story earlier, we told it, but there was a game he was coaching for another team, and the replay thing was screwed up all night. The shot clock was off, and he was furious. And he wrote on a whiteboard, cheater, and held it up and stared at me like a serial killer. We have a picture of it, and I tweeted it this morning. I don't have any control over clocks or replays or anything.
I believe you. I don't think you're a cheater. If you did have control over the replay, though,
I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Could you?
Because I don't want to get caught.
Like you knew the Seals scored a goal. You knew it was going to be overturned, so you just like pulled the plug on the replay machine, and they weren't able to overturn the call at the last second.
The funny thing about the NLL is they can't move on with the game until they see two replays. You can't move on with the game. So if the replay thing's broken, and it was that night, you have to sit there and rot until they figure it out.
We're in our second hour of a replay delay tonight.
I'm in the booth, and you know me. What do I have to do every 20 minutes? Pee-pee. Oh, and I just want to get out. I would never delay the game 1 second longer than it had to be, because every time you see me at the Seals game, there was a point where I would like, I have to like hold with my hand, like my kids do. I'm holding it going, please end this game. I'm begging. There's nowhere to go. I'm in the penalty box. So the Vancouver Warriors coming tonight. He's now their head coach. Should be a good game. I mean, we're not playing for a whole hell of a lot other than like the integrity of the league, right? You still have to run your best.
All the other teams. Have to give your best effort.
That's exactly right. Right. And, but I'm going to be, I'm going to be me. Banging on the glass, having fun. You can get your tickets at sealslax.com if you've never been to a game. It's so much fun. And then tomorrow night, I'm emceeing a little charity work on the side, Ben, at Alesmith, our beloved Alesmith, for the Anvil of Hope 80s party. And it's we're raising money. It's anvilofhope.org. Tickets are still available, 6 to 10 p.m., 21 and over, food, raffle, live music. I am dressing up. It's an 80s.
Like in a tuxedo dressing up?
No, it's, bless you, Paulie, it's an 80s party. So I'm dressing up as like...
Can't wait.
As like one of the Beastie Boys. So I have like a Run DMC shirt. I've got a chain. I've got a bucket hat.
What's a Run DMC shirt?
a shirt from the band Run DMC.
Just like a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not
they,
like
they
a type
didn't wear
of,
like
no,
specific shirts
like,
that
like
they
pirate
wore.
Shirts or something.
Yeah,
no, no, no.
I wasn't sure if there was like a
the
style
puffy
of shirt.
Yeah. No.
I was missing. It's like a tracksuit shirt or something. Or what
so,
are we going here?
I'm doing that.
Can you need pictures of that, please?
Okay, I'll send you guys pictures. I have no problem embarrassing myself, as you know. But I'm excited about that. You know, try to raise some money and do some good
I
things.
I think Shelly and I are going to go to the game tomorrow night just for fun. Game two of the series. And then... Paul, you got anything before Sunday? We're all going to be at the game on Sunday.
Be at the game on Sunday.
Yeah. Don't have a whole lot of plans, actually, this weekend.
Not going to any games? Or Sunday?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah. Sunday's a long day.
It's going to be a long day. We have a Tier 1 game.
Tier 1 baseball in the morning.
If you'd like to come to that.
Padres baseball in the afternoon, and then I get to plan a radio show at night.
If you're just a huge Woods fan, I'll see you at the game tonight. And then I'll see you at the Anvil of Hope tomorrow. And then at the Tier 1 baseball game on Sunday at Vista Sports Complex
and
at 9 a.m.
And by that point, you'll have the restraining order.
Correct. Correct. My wife, who loves me, is coming to this. I was going to say, she's not coming to any of those. She is coming to the Seals game with the kids tonight, so which will be fun. And but no, it's a busy weekend. So and then you're out a couple days next week.
I have to actually start my vacation prep this weekend because I work Monday all day Monday and Tuesday, and then I'm leaving right after the not even after the show, during the show on Wednesday. So I really have to kind of have my clothes cleaned and packed for the most part by the time the weekend's over because I don't have much of a time to do it. So I'll have to do some vacation prep this weekend as well.
And, like, you mean the washing your clothes?
Yeah, just having the right – I want to have the right clothes, like, ready for golf and everything.
I have never packed a suitcase more than 12 hours ahead of my
trip. Really?
Never.
Never a couple days before? You just want to make sure?
Night before.
Because you don't want to...
Day before.
But you don't want to then, you wear something, you realize, oh, I shouldn't have worn that. I wanted to take that on the trip.
That I'll plan in my head.
Okay,
but
you can do that in your head. Because I'll just pull out the things. Okay, don't wear these because I need to take these. And I don't want them to be dirty. I don't want to have to do laundry again at the last minute.
Yeah.
So I pull out the...
Which I get.
Important stuff.
So you're going on a golf trip. All you're going to have to do is just
golf
some collared shirts and can't wear shorts. I bet where you're playing.
I think we can. It's desert.
It's Vegas.
Hot. Yeah. I think they are okay with shorts. Although I don't think it's going to be hotter than like 85, which is not bad at all.
And so you leave on Thursday. You leave on Wednesday. You're leaving like an hour early.
No, 9 a.m. on Wednesday.
So you might as well just not come in on Wednesday.
No, we're doing Mock the Draft on Wednesday.
We are, but when you go on vacation, it's not only are you missing the days that you're actually off, it's the day before.
Right.
The day of.
Which is fine. If you don't want to come in on Wednesday, then I'll just be bad on Tuesday.
But so then don't come in on Tuesday.
Then I'll just be bad on Monday.
So just, we'll see you next week.
I guess
we'll
I'm already on vacation.
Weeks. Yeah, I was going to say, we'll just see you in 2 weeks. We were driving home. Ben had to drive me home yesterday. He goes, just like this, out of nowhere. 8 more works until vacation. And I went, oh, we're dead. We're absolutely dead next week. Ben is going to be checked out most of next week. So it's going to be a long weekend followed by a very, very long week.
True.
Very excited.
Maybe I should have checked out already, just right now.
Yep.
I could be completely checked out. And this last segment could just be a disaster like it always
is. It always is.
We could have to apologize for this segment right now.
At 9:48.
4-ish.
Forgot
I didn't have it.
I forgot
about it.
I forgot it too.
I even texted him. I said, Pete Fairbanks. We need Pete Fairbanks
here. Yeah, we did. 9:44.
In our
Damn
last
it.
Segment. We
forgot. Gotta,
we need to set our alarms or something just to make sure we get our Pete Fairbanks fix now every day at 9:44.
Calvin said it's par for the course. I get it. It totally is. I'm exhausted. I want to be here for you for 4. I'll give you 3:30. Okay, I'll give you 3:30 is my best effort on Friday. That's all I got for you, Ben.
I thought you were queuing up for things Ben likes.
No, I'm wanted like, the Pete Fairbanks.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I don't check my phone because I'm locked into the show.
Yeah, guys, locked
right
into
now.
The show.
No,
play it one more time. Find it and play it because it was the highlight. We need to make this a habit.
At 9:44.
At 9:44 every day. I don't want to be forgetting this. I want this to be a regular thing at 9:44 every
so
day.
So badly.
Yeah.
We're so bad at this, too, but I really want it to be our regular 9:40, no matter what we're doing. You stop down.
Right there.
And boom, play Pete Fairbanks.
Not going to let it beat me up for, I'll maybe give it till 10. It's 9:44 right now. I'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, get back on the bump and figure it out.
So good, dude. I love it. I love it so much. 16 more minutes of salt.
Here we go. Long version.
Long version.
like good cherries.
I like a good marching band. I like a good thin pancake.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
I like a barbecue chicken pizza. I really like those seats. I like a midnight buffet.
I kind of like the smell of soft scrub.
I like more of a small derriere. I like cake.
I like Ed Sheeran.
I like both a hamburger and a cheeseburger. I like clocks. I like how I've kind of set up my life. I like grasshopper pie.
Oh, no, I like it creamy. I like good, firm banana.
I like just looking out at the sea. I like eating.
I like moist.
I like curry.
I like big butts.
I like fried Brussels sprouts. I like more of a firm filling. I like corn.
I like Nordstrom.
I do like musicals.
I like pepperoni.
I like nice hotels.
I like Nick getting a start today. I like nuts. I like Steph Curry.
I like that song.
I like Squirt.
I like sake. I like San Diego State.
I like Straight Up, Paula Abdul.
I like the beef and broccoli. I like to mix it up. I like science experiments.
I like that song.
I like the crispiness of the waffle. I really like cheese. I like the little lunch meat. I like very straight lines. I like cannelloni. I like a well-crafted headline. I like brown sugar. I like maps. I'll say I like Justin Turner.
I like going to golf games.
I like diving into chores.
I like sugar.
I do like Butterfinger.
I like blue and silver, not bad colors.
I like the time change.
I like Major League Baseball's new rule.
I like the radio.
I like geography.
I like the knuckle method.
I like Skippy.
And I like pie.
I like Bob Melvin. I really do.
I like Jace Tingler, too.
I like this day.
I like being right.
I still do like movie scores.
I like good food.
I like maps. Right.
I like when interviews can turn into organic conversation.
I do like a Stouffer's French bread pizza.
I like having the wind go through my hair.
I think I like shows that the characters have an arc.
I like the full lettuce, tomato, onion experience as well.
I like those kind of burgers.
I like the big overflowing bag of fries.
I like those little Smarties rolls.
I liked what I saw from Seth Lugo.
I liked his competitive fire.
I like walking around between the different lands.
Steve Kerr, though, I like that.
I like living on the coast.
I like watching Tiger still.
I like the idea of that matchup.
I liked what I saw in the preseason.
I like the aloneness sometimes of Texas Hold'em.
I like watching San Diego State basketball.
I like those cashew buttered cashews.
I like cold, clear sake.
I like a lot of things.
I like Chick-fil-A sauce.
I just like rankings.
I like Steve Winwood.
I like Pie Gal Poker.
I like to be informed on subjects.
I like Chicago.
I like Tom Petty.
I like the idea of another left-handed bat in the lineup for sure.
I do like a good Matt Damon film.
I like being on the same page.
I like broccoli. I like Brussels sprouts. I like a lot of things.
I like this shirt.
I like Wipeout.
I liked my omelet.
Oh my I like God. San Diego State at home.
I like when a baseball player can be more than just a baseball player.
I like vanilla.
I like the atmosphere.
I like the felt on a poker table. Just kind of how it feels under your fingers when you're there.
I like rhubarb pie.
I like the window seat.
Changing subject. I like that.
I like just the standard yellow peep.
I like how San Diego State's playing right now.
I like finer things.
I like calling a game.
I like fiction more than nonfiction.
Just like the cream.
I actually like playing ball with other people.
I've liked everything I've seen so far from Mike Schill.
I like Mexican food.
I like just the solar system.
I do like steak.
I like specifics.
I like going to Seven Mile Casino during the day.
I like that people are there having a good time.
I like my new eating schedule. I liked what I was eating.
Yeah, I like the variety of the menu at Sammy.
I do like a good midnight buffet.
Holy cow. Let me just say, if you didn't hear your name mentioned at this point, you probably should start to worry.
Seriously. Holy cow.
Wow.
What felt longer, that or Bob Dylan's 14-minute opus?
This is much more enjoyable.
Yeah, I enjoyed that very much.
I did not. I was sweating profusely the entire 17 minutes.
Ben is out Thursday and Friday. I'm ready for the next Bob Dylan bit.
Okay. Have fun with that.
I'm going to. Something. I'll cook something up. It'll be different.
Oh, man.
That was long and awesome. Thank you, Ben, for liking so many things.
All right. Everybody have a really good weekend. I hope you like your weekend out there.
I hope to.
Annie and Elston are coming up next for our executive producer and imaging director, Paul Reindl. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Friday, all weekend long. We'll talk to you again Monday morning at 6 a.m. right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.